The acting director of the Bureau of Land Management says the overpopulation of wild horses is the biggest challenge in managing public lands. William Perry Penley says the BLM needs to increase the number of wild horses it removes from public lands by about 61,000. But their method of doing this is controversial. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudalska takes us to one of those gathers.
The sun is just rising as a group of people struggle out of their cars and start getting their things put together. We are about 35 miles northwest of Warland. BLM Public Affairs Specialist Sarah Beckwith is in charge of the 18 members of the public who have come to observe the 15-mile wild horse gather.
This is our hill. You can see the jute, obviously, at the top. That's what we will be hunkered down behind. When the horses are in the area, when the helicopters are in the area.
Wild horse roundups are a management tool used by the BLM to reduce the number of horses on public land. What the BLM tries to do is use a helicopter to herd horses into a corral. They will later try to adopt these horses out. According to the agency, the animals have no natural predators, so they reproduce quickly, and the land can't support such a high number of horses.
We are potentially gathering up to 700. 100 will be returned to the herd management area. So only if we do gather 700, 600 would be shipped.
The BLM says the 15-mile wild horse herd should be closer to 200 rather than its current level of 700.
Is it just a helicopter?
No, there's a whole bunch of horses just out in there.
Yeah.
I think it's at least 40.
I'm crouched behind the brown netting or jute next to Ginger Catherine's. She is part of a nonprofit dedicated to the preservation of wild horses and burros. She, like some other people observing the gather, do not approve of rounding wild horses, especially by helicopter.
In a heartbeat, they're going to lose what they value most. And that's two things, family and freedom.
We sit and watch as the horses gallop through the Badlands, kicking up red dust, passing sand boots, right until they run into a V-shaped trap that leads them right into corrals contractors have set up about a mile and a half away. All the while, the helicopter is close by.
One reason they put us so far away is when you're over there and they run them in, you can see the bodies crashing and you can hear the sounds and you can feel the terror and hear them screaming.
Catherine's and others like her don't disagree that wild horse populations are too big to manage, but she calls these gathers inhumane and thinks they should focus on preventing birth.
There's ways to do this with, you know, various different kinds of safe vaccines. PZP is the time-tested one. It's been used for several decades.
The BLM does manage some horses with birth control, says Jason Litterman with the BLM. But he says the most common drug, PZP, only lasts 1 to 2 years.
We would be conducting those gathers every year, every other year in order to give a booster of that fertility control to that mare in order to maintain that infertility. And you can imagine that comes with its own suite of logistical and budgetary issues.
Letterman says the agency is investing in developing better, long-lasting fertility vaccines, but they just don't exist yet.
The best way to manage the populations is to still gather and adopt out the excess animals while using fertility control where we can and where it can be effective.
In 6 days, 607 animals were gathered and 95 were returned back to the management area. And there were 11 deaths. The BLM says that leaves approximately 107 horses on the land. The rest have been transferred to off-range corrals in Rock Springs. Scott Fleur with the BLM says they will first try to adopt them out.
Excess horses that are unadoptable will go to private ranches under contract with the Bureau of Land Management, and those horses will go on pasture and live their lives out there on a pasture setting on private land.
The BLM says the number of adoptions has slightly increased recently, but they are nowhere near the numbers they need to have a completely successful program. So, in the near future, the helicopter gathers are likely to continue. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudalska at the Center of the West in Cody.